O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Why, wicked Herod, should you fear? With hostile dread the Christ who comes, He gives us heaven, His own realm, and lays no claim to earthly rule. The Magi came led by a star, sent forth by God to show the way. By light they sought their way to light. With incense they confessed Him God. The Lamb of God came forth and touched the River Jordan's cleansing stream. To wash us clean He took away the sins for which He bore no guilt. At Cana power fresh and new, once made the jars of water blush, by His command new wine was poured, transformed from water at its source. To You, Lord Jesus, glory be revealed to nations on this day. With God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, Only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. God rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All nations will acclaim his glory,
men and women of every race.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
Interrogabat magos Herodes, quod signum vidistis supernatum recem, stellam vidimus fulgentem, cuius splendor illuminat mundum. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem anciles suae, et cenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae a progenie in progenies timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes simplevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Interrogabat magos Herodes, quod signum vidistis supernatum recem, stellam vidimus volgentem, cuius splendor illuminat mundum. Let us praise the word of God, for he has come to cast our sins into the sea. Strengthened by this knowledge, let us pray to him.
Lord, show us your compassion.
As eternal high priest, you entered the world and established the fullest expression of worship. Through your church, let all men and women share in this sacred liturgy.
Lord, show us your compassion.
As physician of bodies and spirits, you came to visit all who were sick. Heal and strengthen those who are ill.
Lord, show us your compassion.
You were a source of joy for all at your birth. Give hope to those in torment and to those in sin, that they may be able to rejoice in you.
Lord, show us your compassion.
Mighty King, you cut the bonds of our former slavery. Release those who are captives and show your care for those in prison.
Lord, show us your compassion.
You came as the door leading into heaven. Let the dead pass through that door into the heavenly kingdom.
Lord, show us your compassion.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who bestow light on all the nations, grant your people the gladness of lasting peace, and pour into our hearts that brilliant light by which you purified the minds of our fathers in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.